Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Today I want to talk about the power of God, the immeasurable power of God, the power that has no limitation, unlimited power. And we are reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 23. And it's from the New Living Translation, the first translation. Numbers 11:23, it says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, is there any limit to my power?"
Mm-hmm.
Is there any limit to my power? "Now you will see whether or not my words come true." Mm-hmm. Is there any limit to my power?
Mm-hmm.
And we have the same verse in Living Bible. It says, "And the Lord said to Moses, when did I become weak? When did I become weak? Now you shall see whether my word comes true or not." God, who has created the whole universe with mighty power, he says, "When did I become weak?" He's asking. So saying, "I did not become weak. I have the same power. I have the same strength. But you think I've become weak." You know, Moses was leading the people of Israel out of Egypt into the wilderness. And as they were in the wilderness, the people, they craved for meat. They wanted to eat meat. And God said, "I will give them food, I will give them meat for a whole month in the wilderness." And Moses said, that is impossible, it's not possible. Even if we kill all the animals that are with us, it will not be enough. You know, there were, it says in the Bible, 600,000 men, plus women, plus children. So it was an amount of 2-3 million people. How can you feed so many people in the wilderness? You know, in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1, we read, "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear." What has God not done to convince mankind that his power is always unlimited? And yet many are still ready to fall into the weakness of thinking that there are circumstances which the power of God cannot afford relief or deliverance. But you limit God when you think that what he said, what he promised in his word, is not possible or it won't work. You limit God when you doubt his promises. You limit God when you reduce him to human being like you and me on human limitations. This is a great sin, and this is why many people, including Christians, have not been able to experience the awesome power of God in their lives, or the fulfillment of his promises to them personally. They cannot take God at his word. To have faith is to believe that what God says, he will do. He will do. He will do it even if it is beyond your understanding. God's power and the ability are beyond human thinking. Only by walking by faith can we please him. It says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Only by faith can we walk with God. Christian life is all about faith. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith, not by what you see around you, not what you perceive in your mind, not what you think in your thoughts, not what you see on the television. We walk by faith and not by all these things in the world. Even though God is limitless, you can limit him to work in your life. We have examples of people in the Bible who limited God. Let's read Psalm chapter 78, verse 41 and 42. Yes, again and again they tempted God. That's talking about the people of Israel in the wilderness. Again and again they tempted God, and they limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, the day when he redeemed them from the enemy. They did not remember his power. Do you always remember his power? Or do you forget it also? The power of God. The Israelites limited God by their unbelief. They frustrated God despite all the signs and wonders that he performed in setting them free from Egypt, and the miracles that they experienced in the wilderness. They limited God because they forgot about his power. They forgot his power. If you experience such great miracles, how can you forget his power? And we are not better. We think, this power cannot work in my life. We don't say it like that. Like the Israelites, we sometimes limit God. Not necessarily deliberate, but we often have expectations of this endless power on our behalf. Very low expectations. You should have great expectations of God, not low ones. If you have low expectations, you limit him. We think we have to do things ourselves. Has it happened to you that something has to be done and you think you have to do it by yourself? It doesn't work. Then the moment you start to pray and look to God, it works. Don't forget that he is near and he wants to help. So we forget what God said in Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord, I change not. I change not. God is not changing. He is forever the same, all-powerful, all-knowing, and he delights in to bless his people. When God told Moses he should feed the people, Moses didn't believe. He didn't believe it. But the Bible says, the cattle on a thousand hills, we read it in a rhapsody before, the cattle on a thousand hills belong to the Lord. Now, it doesn't say thousand cattle belong to me, but the cattle on a thousand hills, there's much more, belong to the Lord. You can read that in Psalm 50:10. Then in verse 11, it says, God says, every bird of the mountains and all the animals of the field belong to me. Everything belongs to the Lord. Everything. God lacks nothing. God lacks nothing. So how can you think he will not support you? How can you think you have too little? He lacks nothing. And he wants to bless us. He owns everything in the whole world. And God knows what he's doing. He knows how he will meet your need if you have faith in him. So don't limit God. God's supernatural provision shall come to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He will easily meet that need that appears so overwhelming. The disciples limited their faith in Jesus when he fed the 5,000 people. They said, "We have only 2 small loaves of bread and 5 fish. How can you feed so many people?" And 5,000 were also only the men, plus women, plus children. Maybe 20,000. How can you do that? That's not possible. They didn't believe that he could do it. However, Jesus' disciples were just like Moses and the Israelites, who limited God despite the testimonies and supernatural power that they had experienced with God in the past. God can do anything that is consistent with his nature. Don't limit God by your unbelief. May the Lord surprise you with provision for far in excess of your need. He wants to give you more than you ask. Asking for 100, he will give you 1,000. That is how our God is. Abraham, the father of faith and friend of God, limited God. God promised him a son through Sarah, but he thought it is impossible. He thought he had to do something by himself, and so he took Hagar and produced Ishmael. He limited God. Abraham laughed when God told him that he shall have a son by his wife Sarah, when he changed the name of Sarai to Sarah. Abraham laughed. Ha ha! We read that in Genesis 17, verse 17. Then Abraham, look at this. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear?" He fell on his face and cried and laughed. It's so funny. How can God say something like that? It's just impossible. His answer was that of unbelief and pessimism. Belief that God will give you a miracle. What you think is impossible shall become possible. God did for Abraham even when the situation appeared hopeless. In Genesis 18, 9 to 15, it tells how Sarai laughed at God. Just like her husband Abraham, Sarah laughed at God's promise that she would bear a child. Mary, on the other hand, she didn't limit or doubt God. She didn't laugh at God's promise. She only wanted to know, how can a virgin bear a child? How can I conceive as a virgin? Once the angel told her, she was satisfied. She believed and she was okay. It was strange, but she believed. Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, he limited God by his response to the angel's announcement that his wife would conceive. In view of this, Zechariah was saying God could do nothing in his situation. And his age would limit God from giving him a child. Because of his unbelief, he became dumb until the promise was fulfilled. Don't limit God by your words, by your negative confessions, by your unbelief. Whatever you trust in God for, whether a job or a child, a promotion, a healing, or anything else, don't limit God. Don't limit Him. There's nothing that God has promised that He cannot do. Keep believing Him. Keep believing Him. We have other examples in the Bible where people limited God's power. You can read in the Bible. They limited the power of God. But Ezekiel, prophet Ezekiel, he didn't. In Ezekiel 37, we read the prophet Ezekiel was wise enough not to limit God concerning the dead bones. And God asked him, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" He said, "God, you know." There's no impossibility with God. Just say amen to the promise of God, even if you don't understand how they will happen. Say amen. And never say no, impossible. Jesus healed all who came to him in faith. Jesus healed all who came to him and believed in him. The apostle Peter, he healed many people, sometimes a whole crowd, sometimes individually. He even raised dead person to life. The apostle Paul had a remarkable record of ministering divine healing. Philip had many healings in Samaria. God, through a disciple named Ananias, healed Paul's blindness. Not just Jesus, but believers consistently healed the sick. Do not limit God to healing only while he was here on earth. Many, they say, "Oh, Jesus, he healed the sick, but that is past." God never changes. Do not restrict God to healing only through apostles. In fact, it is the privilege and the honor of all believers to lay their hands on the sick and heal them in the name of Jesus. For the worshiper of God, He is the Lord who will take away sickness from among you. This taking away of sickness is one of God's blessing for the worshiper of God, for the believer. Some people say, maybe He will do it, maybe not. God is not willing, there are people that say, God is not willing to heal me because He wants to teach me something. And then they run to the doctor. Ask the doctor, can you give me something to heal me? If God wants to teach him something, they shouldn't go to the doctor, they should wait. But they run to the doctor, they want to be healed, but they say, God cannot heal me. They limit God. When a leper came to Jesus and said, "If you are willing, you can heal me," Jesus said, "I am willing. I am willing." Don't limit the Lord in the realm of healing. Before you go to the doctor, before you take medicine, you pray. And when you take a tablet, you pray over the tablet. It works. He is willing to heal. He is willing to heal. Do you think of miracles are only in the Bible days? Or do you believe that miracles happen today? Remember what the Lord said to Malachi. I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord, I change not. Remember what Jesus said in Hebrews 13:8. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday in the past, today, and forever. I never change. I'm always the same. Neither God the Father nor the Son Jesus Christ have ever changed. They have been the same everlasting. They worked miracles among the people in times of old. Many miracles, when you read the Bible, many miracles happen in the Old Testament. And still, he's doing the same today. Do not limit the extent of what God can do. God's power is unlimited, no limit, and all-encompassing. We have an example in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, of Elisha and the widow. And it says in verse 2, and Elisha said unto her, then go, borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. He said, don't borrow a few, not only two or three, get as many vessels as possible. Verse 4, when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Verse 6, and it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stopped. Verse 7, then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Incredible. You pour and pour and pour, and it's just pouring. No end to it. Don't limit God's ability to provide supernaturally. Through the prophet Elisha, God was going to provide a miraculous supply of valuable oil for the destitute widow. If the Lord says, come, you can walk on the Peter like Peter, on the water like Peter. When he says, come, you come. If you encounter a demon-possessed person, you can cast out that demon in the name of Jesus without waiting for a church elder to come and say the same thing. Don't limit God and what he can do in you and through you. Don't limit God. The Bible abounds in examples of God's sovereign supernatural protection and deliverance for his people. Remember the three men in the fire oven, or Daniel in a lion's den, or Peter, who was imprisoned and was delivered by an angel. All impossible. Don't underestimate God's limitless ability to protect you and your family. We have more examples. Just read the Bible. There's so many examples in the Bible. Time doesn't permit that we mention everything. Take those promises for you. For you. The Bible is a personal book. The Lord shall bless you. And you say, the Lord shall bless me. Make it personal. When Israel was oppressed by their enemies, God sent an angel to Gideon. Naturally, Gideon gathered as many soldiers as he thought we are needed. And they gathered 32,000 soldiers. But God said, I cannot give you victory with these. And so it was reduced to a group of 300 people. 300 people. And God gave a mighty victory. God is not limited by numbers. He's not limited by numbers. David went to fight Goliath. Everybody thought this is impossible. And the Israelites, they were shaking and shivering in fear. And so was the King Saul. But God used David to kill the mighty enemy. Because he said to him, I come to you in the power of God the Almighty. In the name of the Almighty. So God is not limited by power. He's not limited by power. All that he wants is your faith. Only your faith. And he wants to use you. Have faith in the unlimited power of God. He will perform miracles through you. So don't limit him. Elijah raised a dead boy. Is that impossible? Not for God. Elijah, he fed 100 people with only a few handfuls of food. He raised the leprous Naaman. He made an iron axe float in the water. When Jesus was asked to raise the dead girl, people came and said, don't bother the master, a girl has died. What was Jesus' response? Just believe. Just believe. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just believe. He went and raised that dead girl to life. When Lazarus died, people said to Jesus, oh, he's already dead for 4 days and his body stinks. You can't do anything, you came too late. You are too late. Why did Jesus not come earlier? While he was still alive, where he could have healed him? It's too late. Nothing can be done. How often do we say that? It's too late. We can't do anything. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Just believe. Just believe. He raised the dead Lazarus to life. Do you think Jesus is limited by time or death? Luke 1:37, it says, for nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. What is impossible? Nothing. Nothing. For a Christian, the word impossible does not exist. Never say impossible. John said, if all was written what Jesus did, the world could not contain all the books that were written. Nothing is impossible. We read about the blind man in Matthew. It says, he was blind and he came to Jesus, and Jesus said to him, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe it? Do you believe that Jesus can do something in your life? Do you believe that Jesus can change your situation? The man said, yes, Lord, the blind man replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, it will be done to you. According to your faith, it will be done to you. So don't put boundaries on God and what he can do in your life. Healing, miracles, provision, protection, it's all yours. According to your faith, these things and more will be done unto you. Believe God's report in the scriptures. Don't limit the Holy One of Israel. Amen.